This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
SourceTrunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to SourceTrunk episode 24, recorded on the 31st of July 2007. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking random open source software and give it a little review. With this episode, I will be drinking a Kasteelbier Bruin, and not a triple like I've announced a while ago. And the reason is very simple. Since episode 23, I'm announcing which beer I will be drinking in the next podcast. So I need to have the beer in the fridge, ready to be, drunk. And I had a Kasteelbier triple completely stashed away under my other beers. And we had a little party for one of my kids, and friends and family are invited. And as is custom here in our house, you can just go to the fridge and take whatever you want to drink or to eat or whatever. And, well, while everybody was having a go at the Duvels and Crystal Beer and Leffers and Creeks, my brother-in-law succeeded in finding that very nice Kasteelbier triple, and he didn't know anything about me trying to stash it away or keeping it for a podcast, so he was just enjoying the Kasteelbier triple. And when I saw it, I went like, well, go ahead, enjoy it, I'll have it. Something else for the podcast, whatever. So the Kasteelbier doesn't stay very long in your fridge, be warned. The brown one is one I've never drunk before. And I must say the Kasteelbier is pretty high on the alcohol percentage. We're speaking a level 11% alcohol. And combined with a brown beer, that can be pretty heavy, and it's like syrup when you're pouring it. So it's a very malty taste. Just going to try it, and a very sweet taste. It has sugar, candy sugar in it, and it has a little taste of port and dried fruits, and it's not bad. It's pretty good. Let's go. First of all, I'm terribly late. I went on a holiday in the southern France, and the laptop goes with me on a holiday, but only for pictures, only for getting the pictures off my camera and looking at them with a glass of wine, but nothing else. So no preparation for a podcast. There was a swimming pool. We had breakfast that take hours, stuff like that. So I couldn't do anything. I would be ashamed to, when you are at such a nice location as we were, being tinkering with a laptop. Couldn't be done. So that's why I'm late. I only found one thing that was computer related, and it was in a little French magazine shop, a paper shop, where I found the open source magazine in French. And it's incredible. They had like four open source magazines stacked away, and it is very good. I've got it right here. It's got dossiers on OpenSUSE, PCBSD, OpenOffice. They've got tutorials on how to do things with Fedora RPM installers. They talk about Kexi, how to manage your Kexi. It's very good. It talks about Bluefish, stuff that's really top notch, all in a little magazine. And you can buy it in France, or you can subscribe to it if you are in France. It's called the Open Source Magazine, and I've enjoyed it a lot in the last days of my holiday. Okay, now I'm going to dedicate this entire episode to a game. It's a game that I've been playing for half a year now, and I know from the start that I will do this game injustice by not speaking enough about all the things you can do about with it. But I really have to review it as I know it, as I played it, because I have to do it. It's been half a year. Can't postpone it any longer. But for the next episode, I will have a better mix of more sysadmin tools, server tools, multimedia, little stuff, games, etc., etc. But now, only one game. And even if you don't like games all that much, stay tuned just for 2 or 3 more minutes, because this thing is amazing.
Games.
Stepmania. Stepmania is a rhythm video game, and it's for Microsoft Windows, Mac OS X, and Linux systems. If you know the game Dance Dance Revolution, well, this is the open source equivalent, and it is... Oh, I have to stop bragging about it. I'm just going to explain it. Well, what is it? I'll explain the single player mode, and I'll explain it without anything on the side. So no pads, no nothing, just the game. What you see on your screen is a 4 arrows on the top of your screen. They are side by side. You have one pointing to the left, one to the top, one to the bottom, one to the right. And on the bottom of your screen, the scrolling of arrows begins. And when an arrow that scrolls gets exactly over an arrow that is stationary on top of your screen, then you have to hit that arrow on your keyboard, for example. Now, the fun thing starts when you start to do that on music. You can choose music, you can choose songs, which have rhythm-based patterns. That means you will have to tap on the beat of the music on your keyboard. Now let's extend this. Let's extend the fact that you're playing alone, that you can play with 2 players. So you have to do the same parkour, you have to do the same tapping at the same time. And the one who taps really just at the beat of the music gets the biggest rate. Now let's extend that with not only playing that with the keyboard, but with dance pads. Imagine a dance pad where you have 4 arrows and you have to step on the arrow on the left when the little moving arrow on the left hits the stationary arrow on the left on the top. It's difficult to explain if you're not seeing it, but just imagine yourself dancing on a dance pad to the music, to the beat, completely controlled by what you are seeing on the screen. That is Stepmania. That is, for example, Dance Dance Revolution. You must have seen this in arcade halls. They have it's really something Japanese youngsters do to amuse themselves. They have the best moves, the best jumps, the best rhythm, the best, and it's really nice to see those youngsters not playing and shooting each other, but just dancing and having a lot of fun doing it. Now you can do it at home, completely free. If you want to play with gamepads, well, you have to buy the gamepads, of course. When I first came in contact with Stepmania, I immediately wanted to buy the step pads. And I just went over to eBay and I bought myself a couple of the most basic, most inexpensive pads there they were available. I think for $15 a piece. They are USB based. The ones I bought, you can completely collapse them, you can fold them, you can take them on a trip with you, you can use them on your laptop at work in the break, for example. You can do a lot of stuff with those gamepads. Now, the game itself, the installation, is utterly simple. You just download the package, you double click on it, and you're off. But you can't dance right away, because you really have to create your own songs. Luckily for you, you can download songs and step files and complete courses from the internet. After 3 weeks of playing, I already had a database full of, I think, 300 step files with about 20% I really, really liked and played a lot. Now, initially, I've bought the game to play with one of my daughters, but she's only 4 years of age and she didn't understand very good what she had to do and she's too young. So I engaged my my girlfriend to play with me, and since then, we've been playing this nearly every week for 6 months now, really burning the calories. And it's super, super fun. If you would like to do something to burn some calories, if you would like to lose weight, well, this is it. This is the stuff you should do. You can do it indoors, you can do it with friends, you can have little Stepmania parties, you will have a blast. Well, now, onto the features of the program itself. Like I said, you can make custom songs, you can download custom songs, you can contribute to the complete database of songs. About those songs, well, there's a bit of a problem with the copyright. I have a lot of step files on my hard drive that are really copyright violations, because I've just downloaded it from a site and I haven't paid anything for it, and they are just very nice songs copyrighted with step files on it, so I can dance to it. So if you don't like to infringe any copyrights, then you should look out for open sourced copyright free material, and it's out there as well. You can have background animations. When you're dancing, nothing is more dull than just a plain colored background. Every step file normally has animation sequences. Some of them have really full motion video. Some of them are just a nice picture to look at to get you a little more distracted. Some things that are cool as well are modifiers. You can modify the scroll of the arrows. There are tricks like holds. When an arrow goes over another arrow and it has a sort of tail, then you have to step on it and wait until the tail is completely gone. When at the same time you get another tail that comes at you and another tail, you really have to be very inventive to get the right moves. And so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. You have multiple game types. You have real-time lyrics. You can have lyrics displayed on your screen. Custom themes. Not one Stepmania configuration I have seen on YouTube, for example, is the same. Everybody is customizing their Stepmania. You even have dancing characters. You can even download announcers, so that's a voice that will get you going, people applauding when you do something good. I found it really annoying that somebody was telling me I was doing a very good job, so I immediately disabled the announcer. But hey, if that is what you like, then you can download it. And in the 4.0 version of Stepmania, you can even do network play. Okay, something more about the creation of your own step songs. It's very simple, so you can import an MP3, any MP3, like I said. You choose in the game, edit, sync songs, you make your own background, and then you make your own steps and jumps. You can even have an auto step generator on your machine. It's by monket.net, dancing-monkeys. I'll have the URL in the show notes. If you feel that your custom step file is very good, then you can go to the Step Mix contest and contribute your step song to the Step Mix contest. You have a lot of message boards on the Stepmania site. Like I said, you can play online if you want against other players. Well, that's a bit of new, because I've tried that, and for example, I have an AZERTY keyboard, a Belgian keyboard, and I could not type in the network address I had to connect to. So I had to tweak the preferences.ini and other stuff to get it working. And once I was in, I could select a lot of rooms, but the song selection did not work, and then after a while I just gave up. But the fact that they are working on a network-based play game is a network-based game is just amazing. That means that you can invite people from all over the world to have a little dance battle going on. Well, this game is also very nicely done. It is really an open source project to be proud of. It stands without a problem next to the better dancing games that are proprietary. It's fluent, it's fast, the menus are really nicely done. There is nothing that glitches. You can play the game completely from the step pads itself. You can just tap your way through the menus and decide what to do, how to do it, and so on, and so on, and so on. Choosing different step songs, choosing the difficulty level, looking at which games, which step songs have the most steps and holds and jumps is just easy, and it is so intuitive. Really nicely done. Now, some negative aspects and a wish list. First negative thing, it is addictive as hell. If I've not played it once a week, I'm just going to be very, very grumpy. You will lose weight with this game, so watch it. And it moves your body a lot. Some tips from the authors. My girlfriend really would like to have a way to calculate the amount of calories she's burning. According to the height, weight of the person, that would be a really great motivator. Not that she's fat, she's a woman, so she's every time she's concerned about her weight. So if you could just make that a little option, calculate burned calories, that would be excellent. And for me personally, I haven't found yet how to put songs in a bookmark folder. Some songs I really like, and some I would like to be able to put in a bookmark folder to end the game with or something like that. That would be super. The offer, or the initial offer, is Chris Danford. Some tips. Don't get discouraged the first time. It's intuitive, but if you don't really know how to step, if you don't know how to move your feet like you should, well, the first two songs will be horrible. Play a bit with the difficulty levels. Get the difficulty to the most novice at the beginning, and you will see after a month you will easily go to the more difficult levels. Download songs if they're not copyrighted. Do it with friends. Invite friends. That is really a hoot. You will have so much fun, depending on the friends. Okay, point your dancing pads exactly to the screen. So, dancing and looking at the screen, you really need something to orientate to, because you're constantly watching the screen, you don't have time to look where your feet are standing. So the mat really has to stand very well positioned to the screen. Availability. It's, like I said, available for Windows 98, Millennium, 2000, XP, Vista. It's there for Linux, it's there for Mac OS X, and it's even there for BSD if you have, I think, Linux-compatible mode running. Now, the hardware, you don't need a lot to run this on. You can run it on a Pentium 2. And you only need 64 megabytes of memory. The video card doesn't have to be top-notch, only needs 8 megabytes of video RAM. On Windows, you only need DirectX 7.0 compatible sound card with drivers. That's it. The latest release is 3.9. I'm using the Stepmania 4.0, which is in development stage, and I must say it is very good. Except for the network problems I had, no glitches at all. You can get it from stepmania.com. The URL is on sourcestrong.com. And the license is the MIT license. Stepmania is free and open source software, but is licensed under the MIT license. And that is originated at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the MIT. And it's a GPL-compatible permissive license. Well, it means that it permits reuse within proprietary software, on the condition that the license is distributed with the software. Some other projects that use the MIT license are PuTTY, the Mono development platform, Ruby on Rails, for example, and XPath. Then, how to support it? Well, if you want to develop for Stepmania, hop over to stepmania.com and look how you can contribute. To be fairly honest, I haven't found anything how to support Stepmania financially, but since Stepmania's site is a very busy site and they have ads all over the place, just click on all the ads you can find if you like Stepmania, because it's really, really worth it. Just the amount of gigabytes they have to push out every day to provide people with songs and the Stepmania files itself is just amazing. So it's really worthwhile to try to support the site as much as you can. And I'm not going to say it again, but you really have to try it out. You really have to. If you don't do anything, sports, something like that, really try it out. It's cool. It's fun. Don't have to believe me, but it is. Listener feedback. I really have to thank you all for sending me a lot of links to sites which have really great projects. I haven't had the time to check them all out, but I have a lot of ideas for the next episodes. There was one email that intrigued me a lot. That's from Forben Kruger, and he said, "Great podcast, although I tend to use Audacity to accelerate it a bit, so I can cram more episodes into my portable Ogg Vorbis enabled MP3 player." And he says something about the Battle for Westhof as well, to see if I can do a review on that one. Okay, now, the thing that intrigues me is the fact that he accelerates podcasts to have more information crammed into his head by the minute. So I replied him. I asked him how he did that, why he did it, and if he changed the pitch so I wouldn't sound like a chipmunk. And it seems that he can handle speeds up to 150% or 200%, and I've tried to put my podcast on 150 and 200, and well, yes, it's doable. And we even speculated about the fact that I could make a new feed, a faster feed for people who would like to download the faster episode and have it all in 10 minutes instead of 20 minutes. Well, I'm not going to do that because it's already a lot of work to do the podcast as it is. But I'm going to see if there isn't a little nice program to automate it, because Audacity is a very nice tool, it's a very nice application, but you should be able to do it command line based. For example, have Bashpodder get the podcast for you, and before it saves the podcast to the location you want, it should process it to a little audio speeder. I've searched a bit, but haven't found anything yet. If anybody of you know of a little tool, a command line based tool, Windows, Linux, preferably Linux, Mac OS X, doesn't matter, just post it to me. I'm going to try something out and see if I can speed up some podcasts I'm listening to myself. Great idea of Forben Kruger, and I must say it's well, maybe I'll do a feed that is faster than this one. Okay, let's wrap it up. The next beer will be Malheur, which means misfortune. And you can still leave your comments on sourcedrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcedrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with Look Up Dance Floor House. Well, yes, I had to take something that is dance style, by Stefan Kuhnen. Thanks for your time, and good hunting. We'll be right back.
Lenny, I want you by the bar. Pete, I want you over here by these tables. They're all gonna be dancing. Let them dance.